It's time for Spotlight on KRWC, a Friday edition, and we have guests in studio today. And normally we don't usually make a big deal out of that, but it's been such a long time since we've had any consistent in-studio guests that it kind of is a big deal for us. We have folks in today from the Howard Lake Waverly Winstead Community Theater. Their production of Breaking Up Is Hard to Do is going to be opening up tonight and going on this weekend and then next weekend as well. We're going to kind of go around the horn here and introduce everybody. We've got three guests in studio. Louise, why don't we start with you? Your name is?
Louise Arlene.
And you're from where?
I'm from Howard Lake.
From Howard Lake. And you're in the cast?
I am in the cast. I play Esther Simowitz. I am the proprietress of Esther's Paradise, which is the setting of the show. And if you think about the movie Dirty Dancing, it's kind of a setting like that. It's in the Catskills. It's a summer resort. People come with their families and spend the summer there. And this show takes place the final weekend of the season.
Cool. All right. And then we go to Brian, and your full name, Brian, is?
My name is
Brian. Hold on, let me get you on the air here. Hold on 1 second. There we go.
Hey, my name is Brian Kust, and I'm from Waverly, and I'm part of the ensemble.
Okay, and?
Hi, my name is Grace Anderson. I am from Howard Lake, and I'm also part of the ensemble.
Excellent. All right, so we gave a kind of the highlights. We've been talking about it all week. In fact, we've had good success in giving away some tickets for all the performances. So it's kind of loosely based on the music of Neil Sedaka. And Louise and I were kind of smiling because I asked some of the younger guests here today if they had known these Neil Sedaka songs ahead of time. And they were kind of like, well, no, but they're kind of cool. So, but certainly we remember them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so I am not sure how long this production has been in existence. Obviously, it's been around for a while, but it's based, it's kind of written around the lyrics of some of these songs.
Right. So a lot of the songs will be very familiar to people who were in their teens, maybe in the 60s, 70s, 80s, maybe 60s, 70s, I better say that. Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, obviously, the theme song, sort of. Love Will Keep Us Together, Solitaire. What are some of the other songs?
Calendar Girl is another big one that we,
So I think we're hoping the audience will enjoy the music especially, but we're anticipating there might be some singing along.
Sure. So it is a musical, but there's dialogue parts too, right?
Right, yes. Right.
Okay. So let's, one at a time here, what inspired you to get involved in this or try it? Tell us about the audition process and how you got involved.
Well, this year, because of COVID, Belinda Larson is our director, and I'm kind of we are chairs, basically, of our booster club. And we made the decision to try and keep the cast a little bit smaller because of COVID. We started thinking about this, obviously, this spring, and we weren't sure what the status of everything would be come summer. So we decided to keep the cast a little bit smaller, and auditions as well, because most of the people are not newcomers to our theater productions. Belinda knows everybody pretty well, so auditions were not even in person this year. It was basically, if you're interested, let us know. She has a really good feel for people's talents, for their abilities, for their vocal abilities. So she was able to cast it really just by people expressing interest in participating this year.
Great. Mm-hmm. How about you guys? How'd you get involved?
Well, I got an email from Belinda asking if I would like to be in the show, and I was like, of course. I've been in theater for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And so when she emailed me and asked, I was like, yeah, this is another play I would really like to do and really get involved in. So, yeah.
Fun.
I've been doing shows with Belinda since the eighth grade. I had her number, and I heard from my good friend Dan, who was playing Gabe in the show. He told me that they were going to have a summer musical, so I was really excited because I wanted to get back together with my friends. I was away at college for the past year. I didn't get to see all of them very much, so I really wanted to come back and do something like this again. I really miss working with Belinda and the people from the community, and I'm really, really excited for what we have.
And Grace and Brian, did you both go to Howard Lake?
Yes, yeah.
So you kind of knew each other a little bit.
Yeah, we did. We've been acquainted for quite a long time.
Okay. And Louise, have you worked with these young people before too?
My kids, all three graduated from Howard Lake High School, and all three were very involved in the theater department, and that's kind of how I got wrapped into it. I did shows in my high school career, but my kids were very involved, and so I got involved in the parent support group for drama at Howard Lake Waverly-Winstead. And so I've just continued to work with them, and when I got the chance to be on stage when we started doing community theater, I'm not even sure how many years ago it's been. I'm thinking it's close to 10 already. Mm. It was just an opportunity to jump right in and have fun myself.
Now, when you decided on this production, were we still kind of in limbo as far as the COVID situation? And if so, how did you go about the first rehearsals in all of this?
Well, we were, and like I said, that's why we limited the cast. Usually a cast of 20, 25 is small for community theater. Our cast and crew numbers are usually quite a bit higher. So for that reason, we chose a show that was going to be accommodative to using fewer people. And for that reason, we chose a show that had a smaller cast. And then we just kept our fingers crossed that things were going to lighten up a little bit.
Yeah. And so by, what, late May, was it? Mm-hmm. Then you were able to start really kind of more getting together and everything sort of started coming together then?
Yeah.
Yeah. With the rehearsal process, we did start in about June. It was probably about late June. And since then, we started with rehearsals in the choir room. We started with the music first. We started putting all of that together and learning all of our parts. And then we moved it to the stage where we started doing our blocking, our choreography. And then we ended up painting the stage last weekend. And I was there from like 9:45 a.m. to 6 p.m. just working on it. It's a great set. Very colorful, very eye-catching. And I'm really proud of what we have. It's been really fun working with all of these people, and it's just been an awesome process all together. I really missed doing this over here, and it's going to be awesome.
So you got a lot of vintagey-looking props and stuff?
Yeah, like really older vibes, you could say, yeah.
Fun. Now, you two, Bran and Grace, you're kind of singers and dancers. And
yeah.
Okay. Yep. We are singing. We are dancing. We are jazz handing.
We are
doing basically what you would expect from a musical.
Right. moving sets around, doing anything that...
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Doing things that, need to be done.
How many people in the ensemble part?
I'd say probably like... 14,
roughly a dozen.
Roughly a dozen. 14, yeah, mm-hmm. I'd say, maybe.
And all people that you knew, or are you getting acquainted with some?
Some of them, actually. So a lot of them I did know from school or past musicals, but I've actually met some newer people that I've never met before through this show, and I've actually become pretty good friends with them, I would say. It's been really nice meeting new people and kind of welcoming them into the community and being like, this is Howard Lake Community Theater and thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
I'd have to say the same thing. Like, I've met also like a few new people here in this show, and I'm like really like getting acquainted with them, and I'm really like liking them, and they're just like we have like a special bond at the community theater. Like, we invite people to come and we like just have like this really close like bond, you could say. Yeah.
Sounds fun. Louise, let's get back to you and talk a little bit more about some of the other main characters that have, the speaking roles and the main plot of the show, if you will.
Okay.
We don't want to give away secrets, but...
Nope. So one of the things you asked about the choice of the show, we have six primary characters who have speaking roles. So there's myself, who is Esther. I am the proprietress, the owner of the resort. There is a character, Harvey, who is kind of the stand-up comedian role, played by Ken Pelzel. Gabe Green is a stagehand, kind of a all-round, he's my cabana boy, that's right, he's my cabana boy. And then Del Delmonico, played by Joe Shaughness, who is kind of the headliner and the star of the show. And then we have a young couple friends who come to the resort for the weekend, two young ladies who get involved in the show as well, and do some singing and dancing with us. So those are the primary characters. As proprietress, there's money problems and managing the show, and there's a couple romances that develop, of course, and so it's just a very fun, uplifting show that I think everybody would enjoy.
You know, I'm kind of envisioning how this all is taking place and surrounding by the music, and as kind of semi-corny as it might sound, I would be willing to bet you that there were actual places of business that had situations like this going on all through that time, really.
Absolutely. In fact, in one of my lines is I tell somebody that, you know, I'm usually the one that has my staff flirt up the shy ones to get them, you know, feeling comfortable at the resort. And so, if you've ever seen, like I said, the movie Dirty Dancing is what it really reminds me of, is it's that kind of a resort with families and staff and how they mingle and the things that they do on the kind of corny show that they do.
So this is a night spot for folks that are on vacation, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Grace and Brand, tell us a little bit about what are your favorite parts of the show? What do you like? What do you like in there?
Yeah. So I would say my favorite part of the whole show is actually the last number, because Brian and I and our friend Romano, we are all up on the built stage. So not the actual stage, but it's the kind of prop-ish stage. We are all up there at our mics, and we are just singing and dancing away, having the time of our lives. And I would say it's the song I'm probably most confident on, too. So I'm not at all worried about, okay, what's my next note or what's my next gesture, that sort of thing. It's just a lot of fun up there on that last number. I do really like the song Stupid Cupid. That's performed by Nita Nordstrom and Joseph Shaughness, and they have so much fun with that scene. It is super just energetic and fun and really, really well done. I think I could speak for the cast when I would say most of our favorite part is Stupid Cupid.
Oh, yeah,
and like,
yeah,
listening backstage and like kind of watching them from behind the curtain and seeing what they're doing. That's a lot of fun too. But yeah, I would say a lot of my favorite part too is just like watching some of the other ensemble members, what they do with their parts. I know there's a lot of moments during the show that of course are all improv because it has to be. But I'll be looking at other ensemble members and seeing what they're doing, and I'll have to like turn my head away from the audience to keep myself from laughing, just so I don't start laughing by their expressions, because they just have so much fun with it. So I've also liked seeing what the ensemble has done with all of their individual parts. Brian, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I'd have to say basically my favorite song is probably Stupid Cupid. Like she said, there's like it's so energetic, and like we'll be watching from backstage and we'll be dancing too. Like we'll be singing and dancing backstage, like having the time of our lives, even if we're not like up front center stage or things like that. We're still having such a great time, like behind the scenes, you could say. And so like, yeah, songs that just bring so much energy and like just this whole like play, I would say, is just like brings so much like happiness to so many people. And yeah, I hope that like the audiences will like really enjoy this. So
I'm assuming this is kind of an all ages type performance production.
Yep. I would say there's one other person in the cast. He and I are probably the oldest in the group, and the youngest is probably
going into ninth grade.
Which is it. But most people, I would say, are just out of college. I think that we had a really core group of really, really excellent musical theater performers that missed their senior year because of the COVID.
Yeah.
And several of them are involved in the show this year, and they're really worth coming out to see.
Right.
How about as far as audiences? This is appropriate for families and anybody and everyone?
Yes. I would say so. There's a few hidden adult humor jokes, just like you would see in basically
any show,
just a few,
but they'd go over the heads of kids.
They
yeah,
really
it'll,
would,
it'll
yeah,
go over the heads
yeah.
for sure.
And I think children would enjoy the music, and the movement on the stage will keep them entertained.
Mm-hmm. How many types of set changes do you have? Not to give away the whole thing, but is it quite a few things moving around all the time?
Honestly, not a lot.
I'd have to, yeah.
It's just a matter of bringing props in and out, and they're very small, manageable props. There's not a lot of set changing going on. It's just kind of, okay, this person enters, okay, they leave, they take this prop with them, that sort of thing.
I'd have to say, like, the most, like, changes there would be would probably, like, be costume changes you'd see throughout the performances, rather than, like, the bigger, like, props and stuff like that.
Well, let's talk about the costumes. Are they pretty time period correct here, or much as you can?
Definitely. Our costume designer, Kelly, she is, like, so amazing when it comes to, like, picking out clothes for the plays. Like, she knows what, like, she's doing. So, so we have, like, clothes that would fit that era. So, yeah.
I remember when I first went and got my costumes done, because I have two. I have one in Act 1, and I have a second one in Act 2. And the one that I wear in Act 2, I remember going back into the costume room, and I was talking to Kelly, and Kelly was like, okay, so I was thinking some of these, and I laid eyes on the one that I'm wearing in Act 2, and I'm like, that one for sure. I definitely want to wear that dress. It's so beautiful, and it's just so, I may or may not have accidentally ripped it the other night, and she had to fix it. It's a really, really nice dress, and I really like the costumes of the other characters. They just go so well, and we have a lot of fun with the mixing and matching, and I know Joe came up to us, and he's like, which jacket should I wear, that sort of thing. So it's been really fun, Luis.
People dressed different, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot more, you know, when you went out someplace, I mean, there wasn't much dressing down in those days. I mean, that was it. Just at home, maybe, and that was it. I mean, if you went out somewhere, you had to kind of put it on a little bit.
Right, and speaking of that, we're encouraging everyone who attends the show to dress up in their finest 60s outfits, and we're going to have a contest, so to speak. I think we're going to basically put names in a jar if you've dressed up and draw a name, but we'll have some gift certificates and prizes to hand out every night as well. So, yeah, dress up in your 60s finest and come on down.
So, for gentlemen, the skinnier the tie, the better. Mm-hmm. And ladies, I suppose, the 60s era dresses and whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of red lipstick.
Yeah.
I never put polish on my nails, and I've had to wear polish just to get used to it.
I was reading the background here, and it did I read right? 18 songs, or pretty close to 18 songs?
Oh, yeah. It's
wow,
a lot of songs.
That's a lot of music.
Yeah, it's a lot of... It's a little bit difficult for an ensemble member sometimes to figure out it's kind of more of like a chord progression that we have to all sing. So we're all going into the song and we're like, okay, what's our first note? Okay, what note are we moving to next? Because it's a lot of awing and ooing in the background.
And bada bops.
Yep, bada bops.
A lot of bada.
Do-wop.
And bop bops and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Well, it helps. A lot of that. You don't have a lot of lyrics to remember.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just more of like the notes. And I know... me and Julia, who's another ensemble member, will go up on stage and we'll kind of look at each other like, ooh, and be like, what's our first note?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a great amount of fun. Now, let's get to dates and times here. Tonight is opening night, right?
Tonight is opening night, and the show is at 7:30, tomorrow at 7:30, and Sunday at 4 o'clock. And the following week, the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th, all at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And the theater at the high school at Howard Lake.
Yep.
And I'm going to emphasize this for this weekend, air conditioned.
Absolutely.
That could be a big fact, maybe next week even more so, the way it sounds. So, and how about tickets? What do we do there?
Tickets are available online. The website is hlwwtab.ticketleap.com /breakup. I'm sure if you just go ticketleap.com, you'd be able to reference it there too. That's if you really have a definite seat you have in mind that you'd like to be in. Tickets are available at the door as well. Adults are $14, seniors 65 and over are $10, and students are $6.
Not bad at all. So a nice evening. You can have a little dinner and see the show and make a night of it.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds fun. Let's close up with the dates and times one more time so that people, and if you will, the website where people can get tickets. Otherwise, they should just probably show up. What time do the doors open prior to? Do you know? Half an hour or more?
Right.
I'd say about 7 o'clock. Sunday, 3:30.
Yep. Okay. Dates and times one more time here.
Okay. So tonight at 7:30, tomorrow at 7:30, and Sunday at 4 o'clock. And the following weekend, the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th, all at 7:30.
How are sales going? Are we getting?
Oh yeah, really good. We have like the best pre-sales we have been told ever. So
people are itching to do something. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They want to get out.
This is quite the thing to do after all of the chaos we've been through.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's definitely quite the show. I'm really excited for it.
I'm really excited to show you guys what we got. So excited! Yeah, I could get your mind off the all the things that have been going on.
One thing I didn't touch on, and I don't want to leave before we do, how about the music as far as have you got musicians involved here or mostly just singers? Or
we do, and just like a typical 60s band, it's a piano, it's a guitar, it's a bass and drums.
Oh,
and
fun.
They're on stage as part of the stage crew. They're right on stage with us, so, and they're costumed, they're part of the show.
It just sounds great. And so we certainly encourage people to take part. I know we gave some tickets away, so we've got some folks from KRWC Nation coming here for all three performances. Check it out. Breaking Up is Hard to Do, based on the songs of Neil Sedaka, but just a great little period musical at the Howard Lake Waverly Winstead High School in the Laker Theater for Community Theater this weekend and next weekend.
Yep.
Now, this Sunday is the only afternoon performance, right?
Correct.
Yep.
So if you want to get in there and get in and out before bedtime, then you go to the Sunday one. Otherwise, everything else is 7:30?
Yep.
Correct.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Nice to meet you all.
Thank you for having us.
Good
luck. I hope you have great crowds and a great time. And we're going to be talking to another group next week, and that one probably will originate from the county fairgrounds. All right, we'll talk to you then. Great.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks for being here. There we go with our spotlight for you for today on KRWC.